All right, so lately I've been getting called spiritual baddie. People have been calling me that. And to be honest with you, I don't like the term. I don't like that fucking term. I hate it. First off, the term baddie is a term that I don't even like to associate myself with. One, when I look at baddies, I look at people, especially women who, smoke hookah, drink liquor, and get into fights all the motherfucking time. They spend their money on their motherfucking looks. They don't invest in shit that's actually going to gain them anything worthwhile. But, that's just what it is. But then people want to add spiritual onto that. And I don't like that term. I don't like it. First off, I'm not no baddie. I'm not a baddie. I'm not that. Okay. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I have value. I bring healing, light, knowledge, growth, love, beauty, advancement, achievement. I bring that shit to the world. I mentioned in season three, opener of Don't Kill the Messenger, I mentioned this in the beginning of the season that I wanted to be called the alchemist. That's who the fuck I am. I am the alchemist. I'm one of those type of people where I can channel negative energy and really turn it into a positive energy. I could turn it into inspiration. I could turn it into motivation, and I could turn it into actually something. It's about taking low frequencies and actually pinpointing and diagnosing the situation and then getting rid of it and actually making a change and taking accountability and then responsibility for your actions. A lot of bad girls don't do shit like that. Women who are baddies don't do shit like that. They don't do that. So, don't associate me with that fuck ass shit. Don't do that. And I tell people that all the time. Don't associate me with that fuck ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not the type of energy I'm on. That is not it. Shit. I be watching a show on Zeus. It's called Baddies. And there's been like four seasons out so far. It's like four seasons now. They taping, I guess it's called Baddies Caribbean. And let me tell y'all something. This motherfucking show is ghetto as fuck. It's ratchet as shit. It is horrible. It is horrible, okay? I think a low vibrational part of me likes watching this shit, but I can't, like, I have to actually use discernment when I watch this shit. I have to use discernment. And in the beginning, when I started watching this shit, let me tell y'all something. When I started watching that ratchet ass shit, I used to have to drink and smoke just to fucking tune into this shit. That is how crazy this shit is. Let me tell y'all something about frequency and resonance, right? Let me tell y'all something about sound, frequency, and resonance. Because this shit is crazy. Like, you ever pick up on music? When you listen to music, right? Music make you feel a certain way. You enjoy it. And then when you listen to it and you listen to it and you listen to it over, and then you start really taking in the message and taking it in and taking it in, then you become a part, you become that message. And a lot of times, like I said, a lot of the music that's been out lately, it's been like fucked up ass shit, especially rap music. Like, a lot of the rap music that we've been listening to, it's so low vibrational. It's everybody talking about a bunch of nothing. All I'm hearing all the time is shake that ass, smoke that weed, drink that liquor, mop that hoe. It's all the fuck I've been hearing all the fucking time, all the time. And then it be diss tracks, motherfuckers dissing each other and I got all types of motherfucking shit to say, whatever. It's some low vibrational ass shit. And then motherfuckers really be listening to the shit, and then you listening to it and listening to it over and over and over and over until you take in the motherfucking message, and then you start becoming that motherfucking person. And one thing that I'm also starting to realize too is that a lot of the music that we listen to today is starting to magnify a bigger issue, which is the red pill and the blue pill community. So it's starting to magnify that. And it's starting to have men believe that women ain't traditional no more, and then it's starting to make women believe that, oh well, you can't fuck with a nigga if he ain't got this, that, and the third, and it's just creating all type of chaos and confusion. And I'm letting it be known right the fuck now, I don't want to be a part of no baddie community. Fuck that shit. I don't want it. And then on top of that too, like the type of person that I am, I have to use discernment when it comes to this type of shit. I have to use discernment and I have to truly understand why this shit is the way the fuck it is. And do I want to be a part of this shit? And I come to the conclusion, I don't want to be a part of none of that shit. I don't want to be a part of none of that. First off, I'm the type of woman that I love men. I love men, and I understand that in this world, we need a balance. We need a balance. It's too much, like, it's just too much unbalanced as shit. You got women out here talk about they don't need men, and then you got men out here talk about they don't need women. And then to make shit even worse, you got men out here dogging women, treating women like shit, killing women, murdering women, causing pillaging motherfucking women. And then you got women out here robbing niggas, killing niggas, degrading niggas, talking shit about niggas and all that. And it's just crazy to me. It's so weird. Like, and I don't even like using that term, the N-word, but fuck it. Like, this is my shit, so whatever. But yeah, like, it's a lot of fuck-ass shit going on. And it's like, I don't want to be a part of it. Like, first off, I love men. I love men. And I up my men, especially my Black men. I love Black men. And I'm always there to provide a balance for men. Because, especially in the Black community, we don't have there's no balance for Black men. Black men have especially Black American men, foundational Black American men have it the fuck hard. I'm telling y'all. And the last thing that we need in the foundational Black community is this fuck ass shit that's being thrown at us and promoted to us and seeming like it's okay. Like, what? I don't understand. I don't want to be a part of no, I don't want to be a part of this fuck ass shit. I don't want to be a part of this fuck ass shit. You know, I'm one of those type of people, like, I like to bring the oracle to this podcast. I do oracle readings a lot. And I know people don't really know what the oracle readings are. So oracle is a message. Oracle means the message, right? And I do like oracle reading. So I have oracle cards. And basically with oracle cards are more images. So it's definitely images, but it's really like straight to the point type of images. So it's different from tarot, whereas you'll shuffle a card may come out as it's being shuffled. A card is going to fall out. You're going to pick it up. You're going to put it down. You're going to look at it. And literally, it's literally straight with a message. It's an image that's straight to the point. And so you're going to pick it up and you're going to be like, okay, there you go. Okay. And so it's like that. Whereas in tarot, you'll shuffle the card. You'll pick it up, put it down. And that card can mean like 5-6 different things. It'll have the image and then what that image, like what it means or whatever. And like, you'll pick it up, right? But that tarot card can mean like 5 different things. So you'll pick up on like 5 different images off of that one card. Whereas with Oracle, it's literally just straight to the point, straight to the fucking point. It can mean, it's literally just one message, one energy, one thing. So when I talk about the Oracle on my podcast, I even though it's a stand-up comedy podcast and I love to make people laugh, you know, you know, I like to do all that, I like to make people laugh, you know, all that type of shit. But I also like to bring a message with this podcast. There's a message in everything that I do and everything that I say. And I want for my audience to listen to my podcast and to be enlightened. I like for people to listen to my podcast and feel good. I like people to listen to my podcast and to just vibrate higher and shit. So there's a message with this. Hence, don't kill the messenger. Hashtag don't kill the messengers. What the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know. And my message is just get your weight up. Get your weight up. Stop focusing on the wrong motherfucking shit. Stop focusing on the wrong motherfucking shit. Let me tell y'all something. There's too much jealousy and envy going on in this motherfucking world. And to be honest with you, it's sick as fuck. You want to know the one thing that I realized? Is motherfuckers be richer than my motherfucking ass. Motherfuckers got millions, billions in the motherfucking bank. And motherfuckers are still miserable. How? You know the term, money don't buy happiness? That is so fucking true. That is the most truest shit. Because one of the things that I'm starting to witness is motherfuckers with money do not be happy. How the fuck did you manage to come across masses of fucking money and you mean to tell me you can't buy therapy? You can afford a fucking therapist. You mean to tell me you can't go to a spiritual practitioner and get a fucking spiritual cleanse and actually start connecting with the source? You got mad bread to connect to the motherfucking source and you still unhappy. It's niggas with billions and millions of dollars who is unhappy as fuck. And you can tell because they go online. Okay? They go online. This is the same motherfuckers, they go online and they talk about how unhappy they are. It's the same motherfuckers who look at the billionaires and shit. Motherfuckers like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos. Y'all motherfuckers believe these niggas is happy. They ain't happy. They ain't happy by a long shot. Let me tell you why they ain't fucking happy. These motherfuckers are the most evil people on the fucking planet. Let me tell y'all how. How is it that y'all motherfuckers paid up billions of dollars to lobby against not having TikTok in the United States? Y'all want this app gone so motherfucking bad. So bad. Because y'all are being exposed on this app for the evil people that y'all are. Ain't no way I can have that much money and start lobbying to do harm to others. These are the people that are paying our politicians to make policy to fuck up our shit. So it's to me, it's like, get your weight up. Get your weight up. I don't give a fuck if you a broke ass bitch. I don't give a fuck if you a broke ass man. Get your weight up. And when I mean by get your weight up, I mean get connected to the source. Get right with you. Start addressing your fucking demons. Start addressing shit that is going wrong in your motherfucking life. Start taking some accountability and responsibility for everything that is going wrong in your motherfucking life. And then what you do, once you start taking accountability and responsibility, then you're going to do things to make a way to make sure you're motherfucking good. And sometimes you might have to cut people off. You might have to stop hanging with people in your motherfucking life. Cut them bald-head ass friends off. Cut them raggedy ass family members the fuck off. Stop eating shitty ass foods all the motherfucking time. That's why you walking around here looking like a crater face ass motherfucker, because you eating trash ass foods. Okay? You hanging around with them trash ass friends, them trash ass family members. Then you sitting around soaking in yourself and you making trash ass actions. You're just a trash-ass individual. Until you start taking accountability and responsibility for the fact that you're a trash-ass individual, then you're going to start making changes in your life. That's going to have you to be a beautiful-ass person, to be a beautiful-ass motherfucker, to be a rich-ass motherfucker, to be a wealthy-ass motherfucker. You're going to start doing shit that's going to make things right in your motherfucking life. So yeah, get your motherfucking weight up. Get that shit the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say to the fellas, it's to the fellas especially, but also ladies too, pay attention. Good WAP is the motherfucking prize. Good WAP is the motherfucking prize. And I know what you're probably thinking, okay, well, you know, good wet-ass pussy ain't the motherfucking prize because wet-ass pussy is easy to get. No. Let me tell y'all what the fuck I mean by wet ass pussy is the motherfucking prize. When I say wet ass pussy, I mean you want a female, a woman who is smart, intelligent, very spiritual, is connected to God, connected to the source. You want a female who's an alchemist. That's who the fuck you want. That's who you want. You don't want no bitch who is going to, you could give a female $10,000 and it all depends on what the fuck she going to do with that $10,000. You give a female $10,000 and she going to take it and go get her some motherfucking plastic surgery, get her titties done, get her ass done, get her face done. And then when it's all done, she got all that done. And then the bitch is still motherfucking broke. That's not what the fuck I'm talking about. And fella, stop getting with them bitches like that. Stop fucking with these broke ass, fake ass, insecure ass hoes. That's what the fuck I'm not talking about. When I say good WAP is the motherfucking prize, I'm talking about a female. You give her $10,000 and she gonna turn that shit into 10 million. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Getting with a female that's going to turn that 10 G's into 10 mil. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a female who is going to take that $10,000. She's going to get her an education. She's going to learn. She's going to sit with the best of them. She's going to soak up all the knowledge. And she's going to take that $10,000 and she's going to turn it into 10 million. She's going to turn herself into an empire. Okay? You want to be around a female that ain't fucking around with everybody. I'm sorry, but let me tell you something. And I know this might piss a lot of motherfucking men off. I don't care. Homebody women, women that stay in the house, women that all women do is go to work. And then she come home. Them is the woman that are the prize. That's what I mean when I talk about good WAP is the motherfucking prize. That woman ain't in nobody's face. The only time she in motherfuckers' face is when she gotta go to work and she gotta communicate with motherfuckers on the job just to get her job done. She get her check, put that shit in the motherfucking bank, let that shit stack, put a few into investments and whatnot, and then she in the crib. She in the crib minding her motherfucking business, cooking bomb ass motherfucking food. Food that be for motherfucking 10 people, but she eating that shit her motherfucking self. And then she in the motherfucking bed watching true crime stories or watching funny ass comedy shows or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? She a homebody ass bitch. And then you might see her at the gym. You might see her at the gym because, you know, she getting her body right. You know, she don't want to walk around looking like a slopopotamus. So, you know, she getting her body right and whatever. And then after that, you know, you might catch her at a flea market. You might catch her at a Target. You might catch her at a Walmart. You might catch her at a Whole Foods. You might catch her at Home Goods or Marshalls or whatever. You know, you're definitely going to catch her ass in the motherfucking store. That's what you want to do. You're going to catch her ass in the motherfucking store. But then on top of that, too, you really want to get you... And I'm going to say this for the men that ain't scared. I'm going to say this for the boss ass men that ain't scared. You definitely want to get you a spiritual woman. Get you a spiritualist. Get you an alchemist type of woman. That's the woman you want to get. Okay? Because that's a woman who, she love God. She love God. She love the universe. She got her some crystals and some motherfucking incense. She light her candles. You know, she might have some Erykah Badu going on in the background. Let me tell you something about a spiritual woman like that. A spiritual woman, she is protected by entities that you won't even be able to identify. That woman is protected by God, protected by her ancestors, protected by her spiritual guides. That woman is a woman that... She gonna make sure she do right in the world. She gonna make sure she give back to people that have given to her in her time of need. She is going to bring peace, knowledge, heaven, building, manifestations, and she's gonna bring a foundation to the world. That's the type of woman you want to be with. I'm tired of hearing these men go on these podcasts complaining about women. I'm tired of it. Stop fucking complaining, you pussy ass nigga. I'm tired of these men going on these podcasts complaining about women. When meanwhile, it's your motherfucking fault that you choosing these fuck ass hoes. Stop doing this shit. I'm tired of it. Shut the fuck up and get your weight up. Good WAP is the motherfucking prize. And ladies, I want y'all ladies to stop going on these podcasts and complaining about these men when it's your motherfucking fault that you keep choosing these whack ass niggas. Stop fucking with these broke ass living in the basement of his mama or his friend's house. Stop doing that. I'm tired of that shit. Stop fucking with these funky ass niggas who don't wash they dick. Stop doing that shit. God damn it. And stop looking for a sugar daddy too. I'm tired of that shit. Ladies, get yourself a motherfucking job. Get yourself some fucking money. Same thing with these men. Stop fucking complaining about women and get some fucking money, you broke ass niggas and bitches. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. I've been manifesting success and luxury, y'all. I've been manifesting that shit. Y'all should see my life now. Life is good. Shit, I got me a good motherfucking job. You know, I got good representatives. You know what I'm saying? I go to work. I work my ass off. That's why I be busy. That's why they don't be catching me on the motherfucking internet all the time. That's why I Don't Kill the Messenger be running on 4 months. Shit. Well, you got 8 episodes and it take 4 months to do 8 episodes. Motherfucking right, because I be working. I be getting my motherfucking weight up. I be stacking my shit. And then on top of that too, shit, I be having to separate myself from the motherfucking road and shit and ground myself and be meditated. I got to stay prayed up. You know, I got to stay blessed with the hands of God. You know what I'm saying? I got to stay prayed up and be filled with the hands of Jehovah God. And then I interact with my ancestors. You know, I let my ancestors speak to me and give me messages. I go to the universe and I show the universe love. You know what I'm saying? And anything that I don't have, I know I'm a have. And even the shit that I don't have, I already have. You know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed like that. And I'm at a point now, I'm like, I'm wealthy as shit, you know, because I manifested my success and my luxury. Life is motherfucking good. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. If anybody come into my life and you not adding more to my life than what it already is, then don't come the fuck into my life, bitch. Yeah, I'm bougie as hell. I'm bougie as a motherfucker. That is right. I pick and choose who the fuck I want in my life. I pick and choose who the fuck I want to speak to. I pick and choose what the fuck I want to do with my goddamn day. I ain't got time for the motherfucking bullshit now. I ain't got time for broke bitch mentality. You know, stanky bitch mentality and shit. I brush my teeth. I wash my motherfucking pussy and I get motherfucking money and I'm living in fucking luxury. I don't know what the fuck everybody else doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what everybody else is doing in a motherfucking life, but I know what the fuck I'm doing. And that's minding my motherfucking business, drinking motherfucking water, working my motherfucking ass off, brushing my teeth and washing my motherfucking pussy every motherfucking day. I don't know what the fuck everybody else is doing on, but that's what the fuck I'm doing. And because of that, I manifested success and luxury. I also been engaging in wealth activities. You know, Sweetie came out with a song, the rapper Sweetie, she came out with a song called Rich Activities. And I was like, yeah, you know, I like that term, but you know, I like wealth activities better. It rolls off the tongue a little better. Wealth activities. You know, I'm doing wealthy bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? You know? I'm doing wealthy shit. You know, I stay out of motherfucking trouble. I stay out of the drama. I'd be kicking people out of my life. I'd be kicking people to the motherfucking curb. I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. Fuck people. You know what I'm saying? People always got some shit with them. I be kicking motherfuckers the fuck out my life. I don't care. I be doing wealthy motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be going to work. I be working my ass off. And work be killing the motherfucking bitch. Like, I be working because I work in the healthcare field. And, you know, working in the healthcare field is stressful as a motherfucker. And let me tell you something that I learned working in the healthcare field. Before you go to work, make sure you pray and you stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. And then I do one extra too. I bring my crystals with me when I go to work. I be praying because I realize that in the healthcare field, when you walk into these facilities, these people be broken. Yeah, I remember we taking care of sick and broken individuals. And the spirit of sickness and brokenness and just evil and bad spirits be dwelling in these places. They be dwelling in the healthcare field. Let's not get it twisted. The healthcare field pays good fucking money and it's stability in the job market. If you a nurse, patient care technician, doctor, surgical tech, laboratory tech, whatever technician you is, you always going to have a job in the healthcare field. Period, point blank. However, you also have to be careful working in these places because there is some forces in these places that if you don't stay prayed up and if you don't connect with the source and if you don't stay grounded as an individual, you will go into these places and these places will take over you. And then before you know it, you went from being a healthcare worker to a motherfucking patient in a hospital bed. So yeah, you gotta engage in wealthivities. Wealthivities is staying grounded. Meditate, go outside, touch some grass, hug a tree, you know, pet a cat. Stay out of trouble. Don't be in nobody's business. Mind your own business. Be focused on your money. Take your money and invest your money in something that's gonna grow tenfold. Put your money into savings or spend your money on going to the spa, you know, getting yourself beautiful and everything. You know, do things that make you feel happy and whole. You know, that's wealthivities. Another thing to wealth is you got to find humor in yourself. You got to laugh at yourself. You got to make jokes at yourself. And then on top of that, too, you know, you got to laugh at everything around you. Because one thing about me, I think everything is fucking funny. There's a joke at everything. I don't give a fuck. One thing about my black ass, there'll be times where I can't take shit seriously. I don't give a fuck. I laugh at every motherfucking thing. Shit. Let me tell you something. Yo, the political sphere in this motherfucking country be cracking me the fuck up. Let me tell you something. Like I said, I ain't voting for nobody in this motherfucking presidency. I ain't voting for nobody. I definitely ain't voting for Joe Biden's leaning ass. That nigga so motherfucking old. He was kicking it with motherfucking Moses back then in the day. Shit, his ass is motherfucking old. He's so damn old. That nigga leaning. Every time he do a motherfucking speech, he don't know what the fuck he talking about. He don't know what the fuck he talking about. That nigga senile as hell. And I definitely ain't voting for Trump's fat ass. That nigga so motherfucking fat, he a walking diabetic diagnosis. Shit, that nigga bald-headed as fuck too. You see his toupee always lifting and shit. One thing about Trump though, Trump could talk some motherfucking shit. He be cracking me the fuck up at the shit he be saying. But I definitely ain't voting for his stupid ass because he's stupid as hell too. And he fat as fuck. That nigga look like he got diarrhea every motherfucking day. That nigga need to do a cleanse or eat some sea moss or whatever the fuck with his unhealthy ass. He look like he about to fall over from a fucking heart attack at any moment. And Joe Biden looking like he about to have a stroke at any moment. Shit, fuck out of here. You gotta laugh at every motherfucking thing. Shit, I be laughing at the motherfucking earth. I be looking at the earth through the Google satellite. And I be like, damn, this shit look like a fucking cancer cell. you know, like a cancer cell. Like, and I'd be looking at everybody and shit. I'd be looking at everybody and shit and looking at people and shit. And I'd be like, damn, that motherfucker ugly as a motherfucker shit. Shit, I'd be laughing at rich folks. I'd be laughing at they motherfucking ass shit. I'd be dying laughing at them motherfuckers because they stupid as hell shit. How the fuck you got all that money and you mad? You just a mad rich motherfucking shit. You so motherfucking mad, I can come in and rob your ass. That's how mad you is, you a mad stick ass motherfucker. All right, y'all. With that being motherfucking said, I'm Dream Nicole, and this is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole season motherfucking 4. Y'all know we back at it again with the back at it a motherfucking game. Y'all already know what the fuck is going on. This is the Oracle and WAP part 4. Yeah, it's the messenger with a wet ass pussy part motherfucking 4. Shit. I already know what the fuck going on. It's your girl Dream Nicole. This Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. And I love y'all motherfuckers. Let's keep this shit going. Season 4, we up. Bye, bitch. Shit.